Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,231. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. Wobbin Fox. It's Mike Hawk. Montgomery. And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, who sucks less? Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, click, drinking too drunk.
All right, here we go. A Rwandan man who defied a nationwide lockdown to go fishing is eaten alive by a crocodile. Meanwhile, a New Jersey man coughs on a Wegman employee's face and says he has coronavirus with a smile. Missouri man named Cody Pfister busted looking deodorant in Walmart aisle for fun. Frito-Lay plant shuts down in Modesto, so your days of Cheeto dust may be done. And a dog so excited his owner is staying home breaks his tail wagging it. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, people across the world, in response to the coronavirus, they've been jarred out of the normal routine. That would be both adults and kids. Adults are working from home, and kids probably will not be returning to school for the remainder of the academic year. Now, this is all because of COVID-19. It used to be that you missed school because of something like chicken pox, mono, strep throat, the cave of the cooties, also known as lice. Or maybe, I don't know, you broke a bone, etc. As for adults missing work, well, we came up with all types of imaginative lies. Deaths of family members who never existed. Symptoms of a sickness that purely coincidentally provide us a three-day weekend. Fake car accidents. It goes on and on. Sometimes we were actually honest and confessed that we have a five-alarm hangover. Whatever the case, before coronavirus became the only excuse, we all missed school or work. Whether that's for honest or dishonest reasons, today we want to revisit those times that you missed school or work, or you were away from home for an unexpectedly long time. So look, maybe it was cool, maybe the experience sucked, but today we want to know, why were you either at home or away from home for quite a while?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Home of Jones, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,231. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Yes, folks, we are still here and still alive. Day two of the lockdown here in Washington State. Some of the latest news. As we stand now, Steve, the statewide death toll from the coronavirus outbreak climbed to 123 people as of yesterday. The hardest hit would be King and Snohomish counties. Reported more residents have died from the rapidly spreading disease. Five more deaths were reported in Snohomish County, seven more in King, and one additional death also reported from another county. The most recent numbers from the State Department of Health show that 54% of those who have died are women, 44% are men, which is different from the rest of the world. More than 90% of deaths are in people age 60 or more here in Washington State. By the way, health officials in King County reported 107 more cases of the COVID-19, bringing the estimated case count to 1,277. In addition, the seven new deaths in King County have been pushed the estimate total of deaths there to 94. Estimated statewide number of confirmed cases now stands at 2,469. So that's where we are. We move on to D.C. Senate and the Trump administration agreed early this morning on a roughly $2 trillion measure that would send direct payments and jobless benefits to individuals, as well as money to states and businesses hit by the coronavirus pandemic. The legislation, which was still being finalized, is expected to be enacted within days. It is, in fact, the largest fiscal stimulus package in modern U.S. history.
Yeah, it's $2 trillion.
President Trump said he wanted to reopen the U.S. for business, hopefully by Easter. He said he believed that a crippled economy and forced social isolation would do more harm than spread of the virus.
Why Easter?
Public health experts said that lifting the restrictions now in place would result in unnecessary deaths. He basically just said it was a special day.
Okay.
Global markets rose today on the news from Washington after a major rally on Wall Street. By the way, the Chinese province of Hubei, where the pandemic began, they lifted travel restrictions on most of its 60 million residents today. They have been in lockdown now for 2 months.
Yeah.
So today was the first day that they are not. On the other side of things, India's 1.3 billion people must stay in their homes for 3 weeks starting today. The prime minister acknowledged the lockdown would create a very difficult time for poor people in a country where hundreds of millions are destitute. Yellowstone, Grand Teton, and the Great Smoky Mountain National Parks are closed after concerns about crowding. That has been the case here on a lot of trails, including all the local parks everywhere from Gasworks Park to Golden Gardens Park. Mm-hmm. Even Rattlesnake Ridge, the trail is closed down. There is some good news, hopefully. Researchers have found the coronavirus is not mutating very quickly. That means there's a chance it will just take one vaccine to beat it. Not a new one every year like we need for the flu. And on an unrelated note, here's some more happy news. Pornhub, we all know Pornhub. You ever heard of that, Steve?
What is it again?
Pornhub.
Never heard of it in my life. There is no search history.
They have donated 50,000 surgical masks to New York City emergency workers. They are also
Why do they have so many is the real question. I mean, I think it's great what they're doing.
They bought them.
Okay. We have those.
They bought them and donated them. They're also making their premium service free for 30 days to encourage people to stay inside. And that's the positive spin out of all this. And today we're going to talk about, although we're all in kind of a self-quarantine one way or another, as far as staying at home and doing all these things, there have been times in your life before all this, before this new world we're living in, where you were either staying at home for a different reason for a period of time, or you were away from home for a certain reason for a period of time.
And it was all the normal. Look, we're getting comments now, and it's the stuff you'd expect, what we would call the good old days. Well, maybe not this guy's story. It says, I was gone from work for about a month or two because my surgery site split open while I was at work. I do not know where the surgery was. They're just saying their surgery site split open while I was at work. And no, the hospital could not stitch it up. Good thing is, by the time I finally came back to work, the place I worked begged me to come back and work for them. Someone else says, all the bitches. Back in October, I was quarantined for 9 days due to a measles scare. I had to come into the back door of the doctor's office, wear a mask, etc. Public health called me 10 times. I was almost on the news, but after testing, I didn't have it. But what a trip. Stay safe and sane. That from Philip. This comes from Vicky, as she says, Vicky the mailman. Would you please tell people to pick up their mail? Mail thieves are having a field day out here. I can attest to that. Hold on.
You had your mail stolen?
It has not gotten stolen yet, but I have witnessed the people that were about to steal it. If you make eyes, and they make a better decision.
If you are a mail thief, I went to the mailbox yesterday, and I got 4 separate letters from the IRS. So if you would like to just send your information to the men's room at mensroomlive.com, I will then email you back my address, and you can go steal my mail. How's that?
There you go.
That would be fine for me.
Why don't you just say mail thieves are stealing it?
No, that's what I'm going to. Well, because once they do, I didn't know I owed them more money.
Then why do you say it now? Why do you say it on? To me, this would have been like, hey, off air, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell the IRS a mail thief stole all the scrap you sent to me. I didn't know.
Oh no! They call me. They do everything.
Do they?
Oh sure, they do.
Boy, they're thorough.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hola. As an adult, the longest I spent away from home was a 4-week trip to Germany. Yeah, driving Alfa Romeo on the Autobahn, visiting my wife's family.
That's very cool.
Lots of great German beer and good food.
I've never done anything like that.
What's that?
Just gone someplace for a month and just tooled around and saw the sights. And
I've never been able to afford to. Look, if there were ever a point I could afford to do it, I would absolutely do it.
Sure. And not only that, but in the world of radio that we live in, we take about a week off at a time. So in that instance, it's very difficult to go someplace where travel time is 2 days. Or, you want to get to your place as fast as you can, whatever that destination is, enjoy your week, and get back to work. So,
but that's pretty much everyone in the States. Like, they say America is one of the only countries where we brag about how much we work or how little time we took off. Just one of those things that we do. And we do, right? But you talk to someone from England, they're like, they tell you, I don't know, you go on a trip somewhere, someone's there from England. How long are you guys here? Standard American answer. Dude, I'm here a week, right? That's probably the best we can do. It's the most we can afford. And they're like, oh, I'm here on holiday. And once they say that, you're talking 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
And that's just, it's mind-blowing to
me. When I was 18 years old, everybody moved out because you were kicked out of your home.
Sure.
About 2 or 3 homes that occupied about a friend group of about 20 people. If that made sense. You know, you could go to 3 locations. There was 5 people here. There was 7 people there. It was always one of those types of deal. But 2 of my friends, one of my roommates, one of my other friends who lived in a different house, when they were in at summer, they both went on 2 different kind of trips and adventures. Now, keep in mind, most of the people.
Trips and adventures?
Most of the people in my circle, they didn't go anywhere.
Right.
Like Pittsburgh was a big deal. Maybe driving to the beach in Maryland was a big deal. But we did not go anywhere. So one of my buddies decided to go on a road trip just for the hell of it to California.
Mm-hmm.
My other buddy, he took an internship with the Washington State Parks Department. So he worked here in Washington State. Now, they both came back from their adventure. One dude's hitchhiking. They're in a bus or in a van that breaks down. Many adventures and all this stuff. And it was cool. They finally made it to L.A.
When had you done that summer?
Went to Huntington Beach. I worked. You know what I mean? Because I had to work. But then my other buddy comes back from Washington State. Now, so Brett, he still works in the forestry in West Virginia. But he came out here to work in Olympic Park, National Park. Now, what I did not know was how vast this park was and how beautiful it was. So he came back, and he was also a photographer. The pictures, when he got developed, he came back with about 50 rolls of film.
Oh, the good old days. You have to go to a photo mat.
Yeah, I mean, he went to the place to get his pictures developed.
The standalone, think about this. It is a standalone booth in the parking lot of what, a mall or any kind of shopping center, and the only thing they do
is develop your film.
Yeah, and
that's it.
And granted, free doubles. But anyway, so
that's a big dance with your father. Hey, get your brother, get in the car.
You get doubles for free.
We get doubles for free.
But Brett was already a pretty well-built guy. But when he came back, man, he was just jacked.
Sure.
I mean, he was actually, he hiked all over Washington State for 3 months. Everything. So I'm looking at these pictures of Mount Rainier. And I mean, my mind is blown. He's standing on top of a glacier. He's doing all these
things, right?
It's also an active volcano. I think that's pretty cool. Then the next picture was from, the pictures were from the Pacific Ocean side of the park. So
which
when you're going
never
out touring the Push and Ocean Shores and all those areas. And then he is in a rainforest, okay? Which, you know, okay, like, wait a minute, you're on a glacier. Now you're on the beach. Now you're in a rainforest. And then, of course, there is the desert part of the park as well. So now he's got pictures in a desert. I'm like, where in the hell are you? You look like you're in Arizona. And my mind was just blown about, you know, the beauty of the state, all the different aspects of the state. But I knew for a fact at that point in time, I've got to get to Washington State.
Sure.
And see all this stuff because I'd never seen anything. We used to hike all the time and do all that stuff.
You're hiking in West Virginia.
It was almost like
I've been to West Virginia. And look, it's West Virginia's fine. People make fun of it. But in the end, it's your standard pine trees, your standard greenery, and everything east of the Mississippi. For the most part, looks pretty much the same.
It does,
right?
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly
you
right.
You have to get, like, if you're coming from the East Coast and you drive west, there's this moment, and I always remember this as a kid, man. So during the summer, and I've said this before, you drive from Rochester, New York to Los Angeles, California. It's a terrible trip because my father was not the type that is going to tolerate you having a problem being stuck in the back of a 1973 Pontiac Grand Am. Doesn't matter that you're trapped in the car for 16 hours at a go. He doesn't want to hear it. And you just understood, you don't say it. The most boring part was until we got to the Mississippi, because it didn't matter where we were, it looked like every other goddamn place we'd been. Man, as a kid, you begin to lose your mind. Once you got west of the Mississippi, I just remember, like, Kansas, no offense, real dull to look at, man. It's like watching paint dry.
And it's big.
And it's real big. As a kid, I began to understand the difference in the size of states. So on the East Coast, says, welcome to name the state. And within 3 or 4 hours, you're out of it. You're gone, man. You might be two states away. I remember I felt like I was in Kansas and Texas one time. We were in Texas for 2 days. We didn't stop anywhere. All we did was drive. And I remember just like quietly weeping in the back of the car because you're losing your mind, right? But at least when you get west of the Mississippi, the terrain changes and it continues to change. So it wasn't quite as dull. It's the first time I got to see, like, real mountains, mm-hmm. like tall ones, yeah. I guess that's the way to put it. Tall mountains, desert, and then even the deserts looked like New Mexico looks different than Utah. It was great. And then when we drove back home, once we got to the Mississippi and we were east of it, it was just horrible.
Yeah.
It was, everything looks exactly the same. I hated those trips.
Well, my buddy James came back. He was in Huntington Beach. He slept on the beach for 2 or 3 weeks.
Huntington, of course.
You know, like somewhere in that area. And I'm looking at these pictures with him with all these women hanging out drinking. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I've got to get the hell out of it. And before that, you know, one of the things I looked forward to the most was I worked at a Boy Scout camp all through my teen years. So when the summertime came around, I knew that
you have lived on the edge your entire life.
But this was great. I knew I could get out of my house, and I knew that I could live someplace else. And there was a camping site area in the woods of this camp where you'd set up a general camp, and there would be 4 or 5 instructors in that one little pod. Then there were 4 or 5 of these. You know what I mean? So we had our group that we were going to live with. We brought in all our contraband. We have everything. But we'd set up our tents, and our tents were old military army-style tents that are the post tents that have the flap sides on them. You sleep on a bunk. You basically live out of a locker, a foot locker, and you have that kind of lifestyle. I loved it. I had that thing. I mean, I lived in there for 3 months. I was by myself. I had it waterproof.
How old are you?
I dug a trench like 13, 12.
Oh, that's awesome,
man. Yeah, we had a fire pit in the middle of it, man. I didn't have any parents. I had a trunk full of Playboys. You know what I mean? Like, I have no responsibility. I can go to the hall and they'll feed me a couple times a day. It was absolutely fantastic. It was like, when I was done with those 3 months every summer, I didn't want to go home.
Of course not.
Like, I didn't want to go back and live in my room anymore. Because I was like, I was used to living outside. I was used to taking a shower with mosquitoes and being wet and nasty.
And who wouldn't want to leave that?
You know, like, I'm serious. That was a better situation for me than going home. Because home was just, it sucked. You know what I mean?
It's boring,
like,
sure.
It really is. But that was one thing when I grew up.
See, now that I have kids, I'm hearing this. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you kiss my ass?
When I grew up, I really missed the fact that I didn't live in the woods for the summers. Like, as weird as that sounds, like, even though I was partying in college and everything, it was just boring. Like,
but it's different.
As an adult, so many lakes to swim in. There was so many waterfalls.
You don't get a summer break.
No, you just work.
It doesn't matter what the hell it is, right?
Like, you're working.
Your kids are all. Like, as a parent, summer break just means your life goes to hell. Like, the weather's great, but your life's gone to hell. And to me, that, like, give them winter break. It's already crappy outside. I don't care if they're home, right? But when it's nice out, like, hey, man, do me a solid. Send these mofos to school because I would like to enjoy the great outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
I think we really screwed that up.
28 years ago, speaking of being gone for a while, today, in 1992, cosmonaut Sergei Korolev returned to Earth after 10 months on what was supposed to be a five-month space mission. He was forced to double his time in space when the Soviet Union ceased to exist in his absence.
Sergei, we have to tell you something. The country that launched you, yeah.
We're not here.
Yeah, we're not here anymore. I'll see what we can do. You just hang tight and enjoy the view.
But thankfully, the Russians finally coughed up enough money to retrieve him out of space.
No, wait a minute, wait. But I want you to think, like, maybe you're in quarantine now or whatever. It's different to be absolutely by yourself in an environment where you can only be, like, maybe you're by yourself right now, mm-hmm. but if you decide you want to go outside and stretch your legs, you can do that. This dude, if you open the hatch, you die.
That's
if
it.
You run out of food, you die. If your air scrubbers stop working, you die, and you're alone in space, and we know it was only supposed to be 5 months. Hey, crazy thing. Can you double that?
So you have to think that they had enough water for him. They had enough food. They had enough supplies where he could last.
I don't think it mattered to them. I think it's like, look.
Or is he rationing everything?
I think he made executive decisions. I mean, look, and this isn't about the Soviet Union or anyone. You just go like, look, we got some mess going on down here because, you know, our country collapsed. So we're going to try to reorganize things. And no offense to you, Sergei, you're doing a great thing up there, but you're like maybe 15th on our list of things. When we can get to you, we will get to you. So try to hold out as long as you can.
What's the longest someone has been in orbit, been in space?
You mean who's alive? Because there's that dog.
Yeah. Whitson is still the holder of the record of the longest time spent in space over a series of missions, but over a series of missions.
But so, what was his longest? Didn't someone do over a year? At least a year. It might be longer than that.
The all-time record for one space flight is 438 days and was set by cosmonaut Valery Polyakov in 1995. He was up there for over a year.
Damn.
That's got to be insane.
Well, again, it depends on the situation. You know, if you prepared and trained for this and you know that's the case, I'm sure you probably get a little weird. You develop some tics, but at least you knew. That cat, Sergei, 5 months is a long time to be by yourself and in an environment where, again, no one can even drop by for a wellness.
And then you find out that time's now going to be doubled.
Right, because the country that launched you isn't there anymore. Like, at that point, it's like trying to solve a bill with a company that closed down. Like, well, I used to have myself in for so-and-so. Like, yeah, the company's not here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what to tell you.
Our question, why were you either home or away from home for a while? 844-999-OLA, your call's coming up. You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, why were you either home or away from home for a while? 844-999-OLA.
We were talking about the Russian astronaut, Sergei something or other.
Korolev.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So he ends up alone in orbit for, 10 months. originally supposed to be a 5-month trip, but the Soviet Union is the country that launched them. The Soviet Union collapses in that time. It's like, hey, sorry, bro, we'll get to you just as soon as we can. So we had to double this time there. And we were like, man, oh, man, you spend all that time alone. Well, someone did let us know. They say, listen, just know this guy, Sergei, he had two different crews visit him in space. But they didn't have any empty seats to haul them back, so they still, like, come up, give them some supplies. Like, can they come back? Sorry, comrade, we only have two seats, you know. He called shotgun. There's nothing we can do.
That's
you know,
why it's always shotgun, cool to have a two-seater in high school. That way you didn't have to haul everyone around all the time.
That's correct. Someone else points out, we were saying who would spend the most time in space, and someone was up there for over 400 days, right? So over a year. Someone says, you guys are wrong. Matt Damon was the longest in space when he was stranded on Mars. Now, more to the question, why were you either at home or away from home for quite a while? This guy says, all the bitches, my mom is currently stuck at home, running out of propane because of landslides that took out our only way in and out of our Monroe, Washington neighborhood. Our neighbors have banded together to help everyone in the community. It's been an incredible thing to witness. Now, we as a community, we're trying extremely hard to find any and all opportunities to rebuild or build a completely new road. Our timeline is a possible temporary road in the next 3 to 6 months. By the way, I arrived home about 15 minutes after the landslide happened. Rock on, gentlemen.
My grandparents, their house was completely flooded, and basically to the point where they were stuck there until the waters receded. The waters didn't take, it took over 10 days for the waters to recede.
Good Lord.
So they lived upstairs, and everything that was kind of downstairs would end up floating up the stairwell so they could see some of their possessions once, you know, the currents would come through and move stuff around in the house. Things that would float would come to the top. And they lived up in the top floor. And then a boat would come around and it would drop off supplies through the top window, then go check on the neighbors.
The top window.
And this went on for 10, 12 days by the time it was all said and done. And then all of those homes had to be all torn down along the river. And they had to start all over again.
How many homes do you think it was?
About 30 or 40.
Wow.
Yeah, back in the day.
I'll tell you what, man. I was in New Orleans a couple of years ago. And obviously, this is post-Katrina, but there's a part, the, oh, crap, help me out with this name. It was also the name of a TV show, The Tremé, all right? So this is the first time I'd visited that area of town. And, you know, it's one thing to say, Nylands, they're rebuilding. And for sure, they certainly rebuilt. But what happened is a lot of people got priced out of this neighborhood because the people that decided to buy these houses had a lot more dough, right? So you're getting these houses for low cost. So now they're making some pretty nice houses. What was crazy, though, was the street I'm on, it's a small hill, and as you're walking down, you can see exactly where the water line was for Katrina. It was just this insane thing. So, like, they've done all they can to, like, polish these houses up, but, you know, water stain's a water stain kind of thing. And I'm looking at the sides of these houses, and as we're going down the hill, you know, when you start at the top, I'm like, well, it's not awful, man. It's only, like, up to my ankles. And then I realize as you walk down, like, it's like a pool, right? It just gets lower, and I'm like, at this point, I would have been underwater. Like, when you get to the bottom of this hill, really? I'm 6'4", and I'm standing next to this house, and the water line's like a foot and a half above me. And I'm just like, man, I can't imagine being in that situation. I mean, that is crazy to me.
Watch this special on the guys down in Antarctica, and just kind of how isolated they are. But they can still go outside and move around.
I mean, trust me,
the warming temperatures, no, they're outside a lot. Like, as far as the show I watch, they're out all the time when they can. When the storms come in at night and everything else, yeah, it's a hell show.
I saw the thing.
But I think the worst for me would have to be a submarine. And I am one of those people, I need daylight, and that's one of the hardest things about Seattle sometimes is when the gray comes over, man. The gray is here, and it doesn't lift for months at a time.
Sure.
Not that it's raining all the time or any of that, but it's just dark and it's gray and the days are short in the wintertime, so there's not a lot of daylight. I think I would lose my mind in a submarine. I think that would be the one job where I would just lose it. You know, like, can we just go to the surface? Can I just go for a quick swim? Can I just see the sun? And I know you can't, because if you've been down that long, you can't just come up and look at the sun. No. You can't come up and look at daylight. You know what I mean?
It's like walking out of a movie theater after a matinee. Like, the sun! Exactly. You've been in an hour and a half.
It's still light out. What's going on? That is weird about a matinee.
Yeah, I couldn't. No. I can do a spaceship easier than a submarine.
Our question, why were you either home or away from home for a while? 844-999. Ola, more your calls on the way in seconds.
Ola, the show. shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.